On stock, this is trading on J Hoffman. J-J-A-Y, Hoffman, Hoffman. Native constellation is 220, I'm sorry, native constellation is 12/9/25. Date of birth, 2/22/49. Please make a copy of this for Wesley Driggers, MD, Driggers, Driggers. Wesley, Wesley, Wesley Driggers, MD. Next paragraph, dear Wesley, thank you for sending Jay Hoffman for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a this is a 76-year-old male who has had a history of obstructive sleep apnea, has previously been prescribed a CPAP setup 2 years ago. The patient tried his CPAP for 2 weeks and then quit using it since he was unable to tolerate CPAP. He has had no further sleep testing done, and he denies any daytime sleepiness, snoring, or headaches. But he did have a history of coronary artery disease. A recent evaluation following an admission on 11/16/25 revealed critical coronary artery disease, and he underwent CABG times 4. Postoperatively, he recovered well and has been discharged in satisfactory condition. And presently, denies shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or orthopnea. The the patient is patient also had a history of atrial fibrillation and had an ablation done in 2024. Next paragraph, past history. The patient past history includes history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, anxiety, and PTSD. History for atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation. Status post ablation. Surgery also includes left hip replacement in 22. CABG times 4 in November 25. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, family history. Patient is adopted. Next, habits. Patient denies smoking. Worked as a teacher. Alcohol use minimal. Next, family history. Oh, I'm sorry, family history is already done. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. There's no hay fever. There's no shortness of breath. But has apnea and snoring. Denies wheezing and cough. No abdominal pains, heartburn, no reflux, vomiting, or diarrhea. No chest and jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. I'm sorry, but does have mild leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. He has easy bruising. His joint pains of his extremities and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Amlodipine 5 mg BID, Buspar 15 mg BID, Metoprolol 25 mg BID, Atorvastatin 40 mg daily, and Aspirin 1 daily. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly, averagely built white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress, no cyanosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 150 over 80, pulse 68, test patient 16, temperature 972. Weight is 185, saturation 99. HG Indian arms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supplement number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sound at the bases. No wheezes. Heart sounds are irregular. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. Mild peripheral edema with varicosities. And no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no done. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is cyst of coronary artery disease. Number 3 is status post CABG times 4. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And number 6 is anxiety. Next plan, the patient was advised to get a copy of his polysomnographic study. Also advised to get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. Since he is symptomatic, I suggested we could try him on, get a CPAP titration study and try him on CPAP again with nasal pillows. He was encouraged to lose weight and exercise on a regular basis, and also advised to come for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Wesley Driggers, MD, DRIGGERS, MD. Thank you.